Welcome into another edition of Locked On Bills. I'm your host today, Kevin Misery. Here on my lonesome, just to go through the roster and to do a little bit of talk from the game yesterday, we'll be going through a couple of key points, who maybe played their way onto the roster, who maybe played their way off the roster, quarterbacks, what happened there, as well as I'll be talking about a couple of key points for the Chicago Bears game. We'll also be joined by special guest from Locked On Bears. We'll be doing a crossover edition for tomorrow, so watch out for that, and we'll preview the entire game. But first things first, wanted to get into the offense. That's where we're going to start today. So the offense, I mean, they had a rough time. They had a rough go at it. There's a lot. I don't know if they were playing a super vanilla style of offense, but it was a challenge from the get-go. There was offensive line breakdowns, and the team actually decided to swap in interior linemen throughout the entire course of the first half. So, you know, they said that was part of the plan, but I don't know that should be part of your plan when you're starting a rookie quarterback. So I don't. I really think that they were, you know, subbing some guys in and out due to lack of solid play. And you never hear Sean McDermott up there talking about that. You know, he'll always say, "Well, I got to go back and review the film." That's his go-to line. I don't think he's going to tell you if he thought Ryan Groy was struggling or Vlad Dukas. I think that rotation wasn't initially planned. Maybe they had it in the back of their mind to do an interior line rotation, but I don't necessarily think that was ever what they wanted to do with the rookie quarterback in the game. I thought they were trying to address some protection issues, and Cincinnati, you know, strong defensive line, they were ready to go. They were playing, pretty solid football. You know, pretty much their entire starters were ready to go. I want to talk about the roster a little bit. My 53-man roster is something that I, you know, like to talk about on the show a good amount. So let's get into that. You know, the offense, you know, you have quarterback at Peterman, Allen, and McCarron. Did Nathan Peterman win the starting quarterback job yesterday? I think it's possible. But I still think my dark horse is A.J. McCarron. I think that, you know, he's talked about really highly. They bought him in on a pretty, you know, modest salary, but he's a veteran that they want in there. Maybe he can do a couple of things that Peterman can't. I think that he can command the offense a little bit better. I think he's got a little bit better arm strength. But Peterman just gets that ball out so quickly, for better or for worse. And he's been really good this preseason. So I think the fourth preseason game should give you some insight on what they're doing. If someone happens to not play, I think that's a good sign that they're starting. If they play a little bit or limited, that's probably a good sign that they're starting. Or if they split it down the middle, you know, one third, very possible we'll see that and get no clues to this entire organization and what they're thinking with the game one. If they're using it for a competitive advantage at this point, you know, why not? You've held off this long at that position. As far as my roster goes from post game, I would say they're all on the roster. They're all healthy and at this point, and they're going to make the team. So there's going to be no cuts at that quarterback position. So there's really nothing to be taken out of that other than you couldn't really assess Josh Allen. And, you know, got to leave it at just that you can't really take much out of Josh Allen's attempts in this game. So, you know, we're going to see what happens in game four, which is Thursday. Once again, check out that preview. I'll have the Chicago Bears Locked On Bears host. That should be a good one for you guys to get some insight into what their team's doing and what you're expecting to see on Thursday up there in Chicago for preseason game four. There are still four or five jobs that could be had there. Getting into running back, I mean, everyone's favorite Marcus Murphy, I think, solidified with another good game his roster spot with Chris Ivory and LeSean McCoy. I would personally only keep three at that position group. If they kept a fourth, I'd want Keith Ford, but I'm still thinking they put him on the practice squad. And potentially keep a Tywan Jones for their special teams. And I think he's pretty much on all their special teams unit. He's their gunner. I don't look at him as a running back, but he's going to be slotted in running back emergency purposes, but should be active on game days for Tywan Jones. So for all purposes, we'll take four there at that running back spot. I'm putting Tywan Jones on my roster. Did not have him on previously. I don't see enough from Cadet to warrant a roster spot from him. Once again, putting Keith Ford on that practice squad there. Getting into fullback, easy. Patrick DeMarco's on the team. They like big part of the blocking game. Sam Rogers, the guy that I thought played pretty well. And Young, he was a draft pick. Bill picked him up right away. I think that he's a practice squad guy. Him and Keith Ford will jump to the practice squad. As if anything happens to DeMarco, never be shocked to see Sam Rogers called up from that practice squad. Showed some flashes as well as 6th round draft choice a couple of years back. Receiver. This is an interesting one. I think Kelvin Benjamin's obviously your number one receiver. Zay Jones is a guy that was working deep into the game yesterday. So is he a lock to be the number two? I don't know. I don't really think so. Jeremy Curley is in a battle for that slot role. A lot of people consider him a lock, and I guess for this purposes I will too. But it's murky, man. It's pretty murky position group. And not a lot happened to solidify. A lot of good tight end movement, but not a lot happened at right wide receiver yesterday for me to move too much around. I mean, Corey Coleman, I think they're just going to keep in stash. His salary is guaranteed. So a lot of people are like, well, they only traded a seventh 2 years from now. Yeah, they did. That's true in the compensation end, but he's guaranteed 3.5 or 3.9 of the remaining contract. The Bills inherited. If they cut him, that just doesn't make any sense. They're not going to cut him and pay him to be on the street. That was part of probably where the Browns gave up a little bit, took a little bit less than if he was on, say, a $700,000 yearly salary as a later round draft. He is a first round draft choice, so he does inherit some contract money there. So I don't like the takes that he's going to get cut. He's not on the roster. I think he's at least on the roster. How much he's going to get used, you know, remains to be seen. Andre Holmes is their special teams guy. They're going to use one of these wide receiver slots on special teams, you know, like it or not. And obviously that's going to be your Andre Holmes for five, for six is where it gets interesting. Do they keep Riley? Do they keep Streeter? Do they keep Ray McLeod? I think those are the only three pretty much in consideration for that final spot. And the fourth game is going to determine that to me. I don't think that spot is set. I don't think it's set. Right now, I'm going to give the edge to Riley with a very close second to Rod Streeter and Ray McLeod there, only because he was a draft choice. I haven't quite seen enough of him, and I don't really like his style of play in the first place. I think he's kind of a gadget receiver. Didn't really do much in college, and he's shown flashes, but you know that's about it from Ray McLeod. So we'll see if he can play his way onto the roster, and I think that spot's there for the grab. Them knowing that they can still put Riley or McLeod on the practice squad, probably to supplement one of their other, you know, younger receivers that they will keep as well. Cam Phillips on special on their practice squad. Robert Foster is going to go to their practice squad. Malachi Dupree could still go to their practice squad. So we'll see what happens there and see if any of those guys get claimed as well. Tight end. Did we see some movement at tight end? I think we did. I think Logan Thomas and Jason Kroom are pretty solidly on this roster with Charles Clay. Do they keep a fourth? I think that they do. It's an important position group, and that just comes down to Kyrie Lee versus Nick O'Leary. I've seen flashes from either of them. They've all made plays. All five of them have made plays, and Lee's a solid blocker out of it. But do they keep Nick O'Leary on the roster? I think that they do keep Nick O'Leary on this roster, and we'll see in game four. We'll see what happens. I always think that that's a big game, and this is another spot, two spots that I've already mentioned on the line for Thursday's game against the Bears. Check that out to see who's going to make the roster from those groups. Lastly, on the offense, before we get into defense, is that offensive tackle and offensive line group. The offensive tackle group's one to me that's okay. I like Deion Dawkins, the left tackle. I think he's a top 20 left tackle in the league. The Mills-Newhouse combo is okay with me. I wouldn't waste a roster spot at this point on a fourth. I know they've always liked McDermott, and they've always, you know, given Wesley a little bit of a shot here. Cut them all. Put whatever one you want on the practice squad based on their availability. I think they all should have practice squad availability. If you like Mo Porter, DeBeer, Josh James. I don't know if DeAndre Wesley would have any practice squad eligibility, but if someone's going to claim McDermott, let them. But I would try to stash someone on their practice squad and instead of wasting a roster spot at this point. I mean, Wesley's only played seven games in this league, so he should have practice squad eligibility. Do that. Don't waste a roster spot. You need it, especially if you're going to keep that fourth tight end and probably an extra interior lineman. You know, I'm going to say they're going to keep five interior linemen, and it's going to be Groy and Bodine, obviously, at the center position. DuCosse, Miller, and Teller, your guards. I think they like Ike Boediger a lot at that guard spot. I think that they're going to – and Adam Redmond has shown me flashes. The second team in offensive line against second teamers looks decent. That's to note. Second team interior offensive line as well as in general has looked decent against second teamers. I mean, it's a decent line. It's just not a great top-end starting offensive line. A lot to do with Vlad Dukas and John Miller for the most part are your bigger victims. But – I don't think that there's any depth issues on this line. I mean, you're not going to get much better than, you know, like a John Miller, why it tolerates your depth pieces. The only unfortunate part is that, you know, unfortunately they're going to start on this line. I think they like Ike Bodiger a lot. They're going to try to put him on the practice squad, maybe Adam Redmond as well, but they may get one of these guys claimed, as much as we, you know, like to hate on our interior offensive line. Do want to get into the defense. What's changed on my roster post game? I'm going to get into that a little bit. As well as we're going to talk about a little bit into the Chicago game from a Bills perspective here at the to end the show. As once again, we're going to get the Chicago Locked On Bears host on to go through that with me tomorrow to kind of give me a different perspective on this thing. Did want to take a moment to mention, you know, with the season right around the corner, it's what team to bet on this week. The truth is, I don't know what's going to win, but if you think you know, you got to check out my bookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I always tell people to bet with my bookie. Trust me, guys. They are your bet, you know, best bet this season to go out there and put a couple wagers in going in, especially with only 2 weeks away to that regular season. Lay down some cash and win big today. I would recommend this service to my listeners. It's been great to me. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to mybookie.com. They pay. Use promo code LockedOnBills to activate your offer. That's Locked On Bills to activate your free bonus offer for signing up at mybookie.com. And once again, you play, you win, you get paid. Now, defensively, what's changed on my roster? And what's different? I mean, I usually like to go out, you know, on a limb here, and I like to kind of pick, you know, to try to find the player that's going to make this roster that no one's talking about. Start at the top at interior lineman. Is Kyle Williams ready to go? That's the big question. I keep in four defensive tackles, except for I don't know that he's fully ready for week one. Should be ready early in the season, week two, week three, week four. But I think you're going to need to keep a fifth defensive lineman, and you're going to need to pull from somewhere else. And I think that guy's Tyron Walker. You brought him in. He's played in this league. I think that he's going to be a veteran presence at least for a couple of weeks to see how he fits in and gets used to the scheme. And then maybe when Kyle's back and fully healthy, they may let him go. Because once again, you can't just go in the game with, you know, Starr and Harrison Phillips and then have Adolphus Washington as your only rotational guy. I think they need a fourth rotation in the first game or two. If Kyle's healthy and they know that and he's going to be ready for week one, you know, maybe you can free up that roster spot and not use Walker. Wouldn't be surprised if they kept five defensive tackles, though they did last year. So wouldn't be surprised once again at that role. So watch out for Tyron Walker making this team and maybe Ricky Hatley, but I do think Walker would have that early lead. Or I guess, you know, with a week left, that late lead. See if anything happens movement-wise. There could be a spot there that grabbed in, once again, in that fourth preseason game. So that's spot three that I'm showing you that could be available for the grabs on Thursday. Defensive end, interesting unit. One that I think did a lot better against the run. Two out of three games, they played really well against the run. Had that weird game against Cleveland where Cleveland was running some pretty regular season looks. You know, they were stretching the ball wide. They're running some gap plays. You know, the Bills just weren't game planned for that. So we'll see what happens in this fourth preseason game. But I don't think you'll see Jerry Hughes or Trent Murphy. I mean, you're going to see a lot of Eddie Arbour and Shaq Lawson, your second team defensive ends. And then did Mike Love do enough to play his way onto this roster? They also really like a couple of the other reserve guys, Matt Bosin, Ryan Russell, Jaron Fide. Haven't seen a lot of Albert Havili, but I don't think he's got a spot on this roster. But one of those reserves could shock us and make the squad. I do think Love, he has a really nice spot to this in this career so far. Been one of the best pests on this team, getting pressure. So can they sneak him on? He's one of the only people I would think would get absolutely claimed. So they might have to stash him rather than put him on the practice squad. So we'll see. That spot could be picked from if they need to keep Tyron Walker, though. So that's to me, that's a really important note. Linebacker, a position that I personally haven't loved. McDermott said it was his strength of this team. Whew, I have not seen that strength of this team. Let me tell you that. I think Lorenzo's been good. I think he's done everything I could have asked for. Tremaine Edmonds is getting better every day. She'll show some rookie flashes of making the wrong reads and not following his eyes. But he's been, you know, fast sideline to sideline. He's getting better in coverage. I'm not going to be worried too much about Tremaine Edmonds at this point, but I am worried about that, you know, that other position group, that's that weak side in Matt Milano. He's been out of position a lot. He's played a tad better, still a little bit worried, especially, you know, post Keenan Robinson retirement. And Julian Stanford is said to be week to week, by the way. So that could play a little bit of role into this. And I, you know, Deion Lacy and Ramon Humber are on this roster. I think that they're going to be your reserve linebackers. If Stanford's actually hurt, do they keep him? Like I talked about on the last show, $1.45 million in cap hit. They could save some money by cutting him, especially hurt. I could see some movement there, and then probably keeping Tanner Vallejo, although he hasn't been great. He hasn't been a guy that I've noticed out of position a lot. I don't know. They might not give up on their sixth round pick from last year this early, but I personally think that they should. But if Stanford's hurt, then you got to pick from Vallejo, Woodson, Luster, and Corey Thompson. They could choose to go Woodson, Luster, or Corey Thompson for a special teams presence. So watch out for linebacker, depending on the injury severity of Julian Stanford. That could be position, you know, that could be a fourth or fifth spot that's playing Thursday for Thursday night. Cornerback spot. Another interesting position group, one that I thought was pretty wrapped up with your top five being Vontae Davis, Trey White, Phillip Gaines, Taron Johnson, and Levi Wallace. I do think that that's the final five kept. I don't think Borders and Pitts have done enough. Carter hasn't shown anything since early in training camp. But does Trey White line up next to Vontae Davis, or does he line up next to Phillip Gaines? I think Taron Johnson's won that nickel role. So I think the one and the three are settled. Obviously, the five's Wallace, so you're just deciding between your two and your four. Is it going to be Gaines or Vontae Davis? They did pay Davis a lot of money that they're not going to get back. So I don't know. That's going to be one that will work itself out. I don't think there's a spot to be gained here at this cornerback role. So unfortunately, I'm not going to add another Thursday play for spot. But I do think that there's a starting spot to be played for, which could be just as interesting. And I would anticipate seeing everyone in this unit except Trey White. I would anticipate seeing Gaines, Johnson, Wallace, and Vontae Davis. All four of them are going to be playing. So that could be leading to some decent defensive football if you're pretty much – I actually think most defensive players will play on Thursday. You know, pretty much the exceptions being obviously Kyle Williams. They'll probably sit Star – Jerry Hughes, Trent Murphy. So, I mean, they're going to get a solid 1B, 2A for a lot of this game, I think, before the subbing in the second half. And obviously, where they'll sit is Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde. They're not going to play at all. Safety group. I think that this one's pretty set in stone with Dean Marlowe, Raphael Bush, you know, rounding out that top four, and them needing to keep Cyron Neal as your final guy in this roster. I do think he's got enough physical talent that he would get claimed. And he's shown some flashes and will immediately transition to learning that big nickel role. Although they've been playing him a lot at safety, just mainly safety to learn that. I don't think that they can leave him behind. So I think that he's going to be your guy. Special teams, finally, the three spot Hauschka and Reed Ferguson are pretty obvious. Like, does John Ryan beat out Colton Schmidt? Anyone that follows me knows that I'm probably in that camp. I thought Colton Schmidt, even though there is wind, there's always going to be wind in Buffalo. I can't have that excuse for punting 35 yards. I mean, that's a high school punter. No offense. I mean, that's a high school punter. I can go out there and punt 35 yards. I'm not kidding. I can punt the ball in those conditions 35 yards. So take that for what it's worth. I've done it before. And I mean, he just consistently is poor. He will with wind and with other conditions. He does show some flashes as a punter, but I don't think they bring John Ryan in this battle as a vet to bring him over across country to cut him 8 days later. He's as strong as ever in his campaign, so I do think that they'll probably keep John Ryan and let Colton Schmidt go, as he's making more money than a lot of people think. Colton Schmidt's making a mil and a half for his production. That's not going to be there. So that's my roster projection, some changes, some tweaks, some edits, and I still think, once again, there are four to five spots to be had on Thursday's promotional, call it promotional game, because the NFL is making money. A lot of people don't like the game. I personally like it. So make sure you tune into our Locked On Bills Tuesday show. We'll be doing a crossover edition for the best inside look into what's going on in the Bears world. You know, these shows are really insightful for Bills fans to kind of see how does another random team view your team, as well as what are they going to be doing and what should you look for if you're paying attention at all to the Bears in these fourth preseason games. Could get interesting. So before we get into our final segment of me previewing the game a little bit and what I'm looking for, you guys all know it's fantasy football season and it's crunch time for fantasy football, and Lockdown is delivering. We have a brand new fantasy football show, Lockdown Fantasy Football Show 24/7. That's Fantasy Football 24/7. We'll give you the latest trends, hot roster moves, and where to get the advantage, plus Ethan Turner. The injury expert gives you the edge. Locked On Fantasy Football 24/7 is here to help you win your league. Check that show out, guys. Like, I, you know, there's a lot of times when I'm looking for some sleepers late in drafts, and you know, who's, they got the inside look into who's their Marcus, other teams, Marcus Murphy's, or who's other teams, you know, back that no one's talking about. Like Indianapolis is a good one. What's going on there with their roles. So check out our fantasy show, you know, that's Locked On Fantasy Football 24/7 by Ethan Turner. All right, guys, real quickly, wanted to do a brief look into the Thursday game. I know a lot of you probably aren't overly excited, but hey, I get excited about the last five players on this roster. Once again, 48 roster spots have been given, in my opinion. I would guarantee you that the staff's in there saying we got 47 or 49 spots locked up. I want to see four to five players go out there and play, and I'm going to give a spot based on this game, on this game week. So, I mean, I think that that's interesting. I think the four jobs are made for guys that definitely with the battle of attrition will end up playing this roster year if there isn't trades and claims made, which is, you know, unfortunately too tough to predict. But getting into that, what do I want to see from this game? From a, just a high-level standpoint, we'll get into the nitty-gritty tomorrow with the Locked On Bears crossover show. But from the nitty-gritty high level, I just want to, you know, doesn't everyone want to see the line play better? I don't want to see this rotation. I mean, I don't think it's the time. You got to do that in practice. Not an offensive line coach like I am a punting expert, but I don't think that you can do this offensive line rotation while your rookie quarterback's on the field. I don't know. Call me crazy that you're going to have a different center snapping the ball. You're going to have different quarterback or different center making the reads on pregame or pre-snap plays. I don't know. I just can't have Russell Bodine and Ryan Groy, you know, subbing in and then one going to guard and then Vlad Dukas coming off the field. You just don't know, you know, who's doing what and just taking different reads and just like on the fly hockey style. Want to see that solid, you know, I want to see a solid 1, 2, and 3. I think everyone should play in this game except Deion Dawkins. Not one other player on this offensive line needs to be sitting out. Unfortunately, don't want any injuries, but if they happen, it is what it is. I don't want a single player playing, not playing in this game, but Deion Dawkins. Dukas, Bodine, Miller, Mills, Newhouse need to be your number one just to see how it goes. I want to see Groy, Wyatt Teller, Wesley, Connor McDermott. Keep Newhouse in with the twos. And I don't really care about the threes. I don't think there's much to be had there. You know, Ike Bodiger has been playing with the twos a lot. So, you know, okay, I want to see him and Adam Redmond, but unfortunately, Mo Porter, destined for the practice squad. Josh James, I haven't seen much from. Gerhard DeBeer, unfortunately, I haven't seen much from either. So I want to see that offensive line play better, and I want to see it play good against a lesser defensive line. Let's just put it what it is. Like, Cincinnati's defensive line was ready to play no matter what you want to say. They're ready to play. They rotated well. They're in our faces. They were, you know, making the right reads. No forgiveness. They were not playing preseason defensive line. Was there anything crazy like Greg Williams? No, definitely not. But, you know, they're a good defensive line. And I do like Akeem Hicks from Chicago, but that's about it. Like, Eddie Goldman shown flashes in his career, but I'm not going to be too concerned with their, you know, they do run a 3-4. So I'm less concerned about this week. You know, you're going to, their linebackers, depending on what speed Roquan Smith is up to. I mean, I'm not too concerned with Danny Trevathan, Leonard Floyd, Nick Kwiatkowski, and Sam Ekko. We'll get into that a little bit more once again tomorrow, but I think that you're going to see a little bit more success here at the offensive line group. So want to see those units play strong, especially the first unit, second unit. Once again, I thought has been pretty decent. When the second unit plays twos versus twos, I think they win a lot. Twos or shoots. That's why Peterman's been successful. I appreciate Carolina for playing a really vanilla defense. And Peterman got a pretty easy start at that. He had the ease of the three start. McCarron was on his back week two with the Greg Williams blitzes. And obviously Josh Allen was on his back with the great defensive line play from Cincinnati. I think you're going to see similar to week one here in Chicago. So whoever goes with the ones is going to look good again. I don't even know who's going to play at the ones. We're not even talking about who's starting Thursday's game, and it's going to be Monday night. Why we're keeping that a secret. Got to look at the film, I guess, why we're keeping that a secret on Thursday's game on Monday night. Just because I don't think there's any competitive advantage to tell us who's playing with what unit so that we can kind of discuss and talk about and expect to see on the field. I don't know the reasoning to hiding that information, but hopefully we get that tomorrow. If not, then an hour before the game again, apparently, I will find out at least who's with the ones. It doesn't mean anything else though. So we'll see what's going on with that. I don't think that Josh Allen will go down to the threes though. I think you'll see him with the twos, and they're not going to put him with the three offensive line group. The two's been the most solid. The twos have played against twos. I think you'll see Josh Allen with the twos. And with the ones, I mean, that's the tricky one. Is McCarron going to get the ones? I think he might. I think he might after missing the game. They might give him the ones. And then Peterman to go in with the threes. I don't know. This one's a tricky one, but I do think Allen gets the twos. I don't know who gets ones and threes though. That's the interesting part of this debate. I want to see a receiver step up and take that final role. Can Brandon Riley come and be the Brandon Riley of the camp darling that he's known to be? Can he take that final role? I want to see Corey Coleman do something now that he's been acclimated with the playbook. So those are kind of what I'm looking for. And I want to see this. I want to see the defense play a lot. I want to see him generate pressure. I don't care who it is. I want to see Shaq get in there. I want to see Mike Love get in there. I want to see, you're not going to see Murphy or Hughes, but I want to see Eddie Yarbrough get in there. I got to see some pressure. They've only had, believe, three sacks through three games. It's not enough. One interception through three games. That's not enough. They lived on that last year. I want to see a little bit more of that scheme come to play. And I think Vontae Davis needs to play good to solidify his number two cornerback role and prove that he can play in his own defense. That was not a good effort from Vontae Davis as he was playing, I believe, into the late third quarter. I don't know if he was in the fourth. So he's got something to prove. But lots of good topics, guys. Really appreciate, you know, you tuning in to this high-level pregame, as well as, you know, my roster projections that I like to go through weekly. I think that's interesting. I think I like to know who's on and off the roster, in my opinion, and for you guys to watch. Once again, check out Mike Love. He's kind of like the last guy on the roster to me. Denner Vallejo's right there. Siron Neal. These are the last guys on the roster. Jason Kroom probably played himself onto the roster. Very versatile tight end. Check him out. I'd like to keep Keith Ford, but they're going to keep Tywan Jones as that fourth running back just because of special team versatility. But once again, tune into our Lockdown Crossover show. Going to be good stuff out of that thing. And I really appreciate everybody coming on here. We're your local daily experts. It's your team every day. This is Lockdown Bills, and I'm Kevin Misery.